Restoring My Soul, Monday the 16th of March, The Reticence to Ask. A fundamental communicative flaw in most marriages is the unwillingness of a spouse, particularly a wife, to ask or make a request in relation to a need. Rather than asking, a woman will hint or comment in relation to a matter with the expectation that her husband will register the need and respond with due care. The reticence to ask of her husband is an implication of the romantic expectations associated with a self-centered marriage covenant. Her desire is for her husband to be aware of her needs or the needs of the house and to act accordingly. She views this as a measure of his love for her and of the integrity of their relationship. His failure to act or the need to ask is because his focus is elsewhere, provoking a jealous response. The primary illustration of this dynamic in a marriage is provided by the marriage of Christ and the Israelites following their exodus from Egypt. Stephen described this company as the church in the wilderness, and the prophets identified them as an adulterous wife. We know that during the course of their journey from Egypt to the Promised Land, the Israelites grumbled and complained incessantly. However, there is not a single record of a request that was made to God in relation to their needs. We see that the hints and suggestions presented as an alternative to asking are a form of complaint and discontent. James, the brother of Jesus, noted this principle, writing, "Where do wars and fights come from among you, including in your marriages? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures." Of course, James' statement reveals that some people do ask of others and of the Lord, but the basis of these requests are the desires of the flesh. The references used in today's devotions are Acts chapter 7 verse 38, Amos chapter 3 verses 1 to 3, Hosea chapter 2 verse 2, and James chapter 4 verses 1 to 3. For further study, James chapter 1.